Well, we're at Audubon High School today visiting with some of the tops of the class of 2013. We've got three young ladies to visit with here today. We're going to start with
Marissa Halbrick.
Marissa, tell us about your family.
I have five people in my family. My parents are Russ and Kaylin Halbrick. I have an older brother named Aaron Halbrick and a little sister, Emily Halbrick.
Very good. Well, let's talk about classwork. What classes did you enjoy here?
My favorite classes were probably, surprisingly, chemistry, advanced chemistry. I really enjoyed that class because it was a challenge, and that's kind of what I want to go into. And then calculus. I really enjoyed calculus, too.
Well, you didn't pick the easy ones, did you?
No, I like challenging myself in the classroom.
Okay. No recess, no lunch, none of that kind of stuff. Neat. Well, let's talk a little bit about teachers. What teachers did you particularly get a kick out of here? Who are you still going to be talking about 10 years from now at a class reunion?
Definitely Miss Madsen. Her enthusiasm in the classroom about what she's doing and what she's teaching, and I'll always remember that.
Okay. Very good. Well, talk about extracurricular activities. What else has kept you busy here in school?
I'm involved in basketball and softball, and then I have a season off in between, and that's usually when I study hard and keep my academics up, but I try doing that throughout the whole year.
Okay. Do you have a favorite?
Favorite sport?
Mm-hmm.
Probably, it depends on the season. Like when I'm in basketball, basketball's my favorite sport. When I'm in softball, softball's my favorite sport. But I think the pride and everything in basketball is amazing.
Mm-hmm. A little bit of a tradition here, too, so you got to work hard to keep that up. Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the accomplishments that you've had. What are you going to be most proud of when you leave school here?
Definitely being one of the top-ranked students here, because our senior class is extremely competitive, and it has been from the start. So maintaining, I mean, a good GPA and still keeping in the top three was amazing and hard, but that's what's going to make it memorable.
Was that a goal of yours when you started high school? Did you specifically have that in mind when you got started to try to work hard to get into that top level?
Yeah, I've always pushed myself academically. I've always wanted to do my best, and definitely being top ranked was a major goal for me.
So does school come easy for you then? Are you one of those people that doesn't really have to work very hard at it?
No, I still, every time there's tests the night before, you'll always find me studying or trying to work ahead, and that also plays into like being involved in sports and whatnot, so I'm always trying to stay up there and study and keep on track.
Okay. It takes a little work. It's nice to have a head start, but it takes a little work there too. Mm-hmm. Well, what's next for you? Where are you going this fall?
I plan to attend the University of Iowa and be a Hawkeye.
Okay. Why did you choose Iowa?
A lot of my family members have attended the University of Iowa, so being a Hawkeye runs pretty deep in my family. And I just love the campus. I'm there quite a lot with my brother attending there, and I love going to athletic events and whatnot for the University of Iowa.
What are you going to study there?
The plan is to go pre-med. I want to probably go into health and human phys, and the overall goal, I want to be an anesthesiologist.
Oh, okay. So you've thought about this for a while. Why? How did you get turned on to something like that? Did you have an experience or know someone who kind of pushed you in that direction?
Well, it's always generally interested me, and I wanted to go into something math and science related. I love women in the medical field. Mm-hmm. I just want to continue that with women increasing in the medical field, and that's my goal.
Great. Sounds like you've thought a lot about it. Well, give those eighth graders some advice. What do they need to know before they start high school?
I would probably tell them to challenge themselves. Take classes that you may not think you would like, but just try something different, because what you think you want to be might change throughout high school just based on a certain class that you took out of the blue. Like, you can be surprised with what classes you actually like.
Very good. Marissa, thank you. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, that's Marissa. Let's move on. Who's next?
Emily Nelson.
Okay. Emily, tell us about your family.
My parents are Todd and Shannon. I have two older sisters, Nicole and Josie, and a younger brother, Mitchell.
Okay, very good. Well, let's talk about schoolwork. What classes did you enjoy?
My favorite has always been math all through high school, and calculus now is probably my favorite class. I also like chemistry.
Do you guys hang out in the same clubs then? Everybody likes all the tough classes.
We do take a lot of classes together.
What, is that something that you've always just kind of, have you worked hard at it, or is it something that just kind of has come easy for you?
Well, the lower level math has always come easy to me, but now, like, advanced math, calculus, it's more challenging, and I just love it.
Okay. Well, it's like putting a jigsaw puzzle together, huh? It would be very, very tough if they set them all out in order, would it? Well, let's talk a little bit about teachers, then. Who's your favorite?
Oh, I don't know. There's the teachers that teach you really well. You understand more just because they're explaining it to you. I'd say it's Mrs. Jessen and Mr. Conkler, and Mr. Dammel always has the sayings that you always remember. You'll remember for years down the road, too. So,
have you found them to be more than just teachers to you? I mean, do you interact in the hallway and things like that, too? Do they kind of treat you almost like they're mentoring you?
Yeah, some of them, and some of them are also my coaches for sports, other sports, so you get to know them through that, too. So,
okay. Well, you mentioned sports and other things. Let's talk about extracurricular activities. What else kept you busy?
Volleyball, basketball, track, and softball. Those just sports is, I love sports, too, I guess, so.
Anything else outside of sports that you've been involved in?
NHS, Student Senate.
What's your favorite out of all those things?
The sports, definitely. Volleyball and basketball have always been my favorite. But track season now is also, I love it too, so.
Okay. Any special memories that you'll take with you? Anything that you had a chance to accomplish that you're really proud of?
Just participating in the sports, being part of the team, your teammates, you become like a family, and it's, I'll always remember them, so.
Okay. Well, what's next for you this fall? Where are you going to be?
I am going to Iowa State to be a Cyclone.
Oh, all right. The rivalry begins. Very good. Well, talk about why'd you choose Iowa State?
Both of my sisters went there, and I'm familiar with the area. I also love football games, so it's just always been fun going up there.
Okay. What do you know what you're going to study right now?
I do not. I'm going in open option.
Okay. Do you have any general ideas, or are you kind of keeping your options open right now?
Well, I've thought about engineering because of the math and sciences, but I also am a student athletic trainer here at Audubon, so, and just always been interested in the human body and how we use it to exercise and everything, so I've also thought about kinesiology.
Okay. Well, yeah, you got some time to figure all those things out yet, too. Yeah. Well, let's talk about those eighth graders then. Give them some advice. What do they need to know before they start high school?
Get involved. That's where you make all the memories, make more friends, and definitely challenge yourself as well. So,
okay, very good. Emily, thank you very much. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, and who's next?
Caitlin Asmus.
Okay, Caitlin, tell us about your family.
I am the oldest of four children. I have two younger sisters and a baby brother, and then my parents are Stephen and Sarah Asmus.
All right, very good. Well, let's talk a little bit about schoolwork then. What classes did you enjoy?
My favorite classes were English, and I also liked advanced chemistry. So kind of totally opposite, though.
Are you one of those students who finds that things come fairly easy for you, or do you have to study hard, work hard at it?
I'd say I'm probably kind of in the middle. I definitely don't study as hard as other people do, so things do come pretty naturally, and they just always sort of have. But to say that, I also challenge myself by taking different classes, so I've had to work a lot harder these last couple years than I have in the past.
Well, it sounds like we've got three pretty good ones here in this interview. Talk a little bit about the Audubon experience. I know you don't have anything to compare it to, but has it been a good experience here in the Audubon School District for you?
I absolutely think it has. Audubon just makes it so easy for you to try like every single thing you want to. It's really easy. Since you've grown up with everyone, you don't feel kind of like an outsider joining different groups, and so I really think that coming from small town roots is helping me so that I can go out and try different things when I get into college.
Of course, part of that are the teachers and the instructors here. So when I say teachers, I mean all of the folks here from the top all the way to the classroom there too. But you know, they all have an opportunity to play a big part in your lives, and I think they all understand that pretty well, how important their impact is.
Yeah, definitely. I would have to say that, especially through different extracurriculars, my FFA advisor, Mrs. Almquist, is always so easy. If it's something to do with FFA or something totally different that you're having a problem with, if I'm having a problem with homework, she's so easy to go to even. So they're definitely there to help you throughout high school.
Yeah, a lot of favors. It's hard sometimes to pinpoint one or two. You don't want to make the other ones
right.
Angry. You had a lot of good ones, right?
Exactly, yes.
Good. Well, let's talk about some of those extracurriculars then. What else has kept you busy?
My two biggest things have definitely been FFA and 4-H. I've done a lot of different contests. I actually went to national contest in FFA this year, and I was Audubon County Fair Queen last year. So I have a lot through those, but I also am involved in NHS, Student Senate, student government, with being a class officer and that sort of thing here at school too.
Do you like to stay busy?
Absolutely. I'd get bored if I wasn't busy all the time.
Well, it sounds like prioritizing then is a big part of your life.
Absolutely. It's been really important. And I think it's been a really good lesson, kind of learning how to balance all those extracurriculars as I've taken these challenging classes and trying to help decide when I'm going to do this, if I have this going on sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's always difficult to do those things, but you wouldn't have it any other way. It'll almost be tough now going to college because it'll almost be like you're slowing things down. You can't be involved in quite so many things. Do you have a favorite memory or any accomplishment that you've been able to do here that'll stick with you the rest of your life?
My favorite memories have definitely been through FFA. I didn't grow up on a farm. My dad came from a farm family, and he encouraged me to take a class in ag my freshman year. And we had a different advisor who's our principal now, kind of not bullied me, but really encouraged me that I should do a CDE. So that's how I got involved in FFA, and I've done so many great things. I've gotten to meet so many great people. So there's so many memories that I couldn't really name one, but it's definitely been through FFA.
Well, good. A lot of good times shared by other people then, too.
Sure.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the future then. What's up this fall for you?
I'm actually going to Yale University in Connecticut.
Okay. And why did you choose Yale?
I went out there and my dad said, why don't we go out? We went on this college tour of 5 colleges in 6 days out on the East Coast, and I just loved it. Like, there was just no comparison with the other schools. I went there and I was convinced I was going to go like an hour away when I left. And then I was like, absolutely not. If I can get into this school, this is definitely where I'm going to go.
Mm-hmm. Were you nervous about the admissions process at all?
Absolutely. They only admit 6.8% of their applicants. And so it was a very big long shot for me, I thought. But it was definitely worth all the hard work and the stress of applying.
Mm-hmm. That must have been quite a college tour you made over a short period of time. Yeah. How'd you keep it all straight?
Well, it was difficult. My dad works on the road, so that helped. He's pretty good about keeping up with the long drives and not making me stay up with him, thank goodness, because I'm not a very good passenger sometimes. But it was a lot of fun, and it was a really good experience since I don't get to see my dad all the time because he's gone during the week, so.
Well, good. Well, good bonding experience there, too, and
sure,
an opportunity for you to advance that education at a good institution there, too. It sounds like a lot of fun. Well, talk a little bit about what are you going to study, by the way?
I am planning on studying English. That was also kind of a surprise since when I was, like, in first grade, I thought I was going to be a trauma surgeon, and I just had kept up with the medical thing up until about my junior year. And then I was kind of like, I don't think I want to do this. So that's another teacher, is Joni Madsen, kind of encouraged me. I really like reading and writing, so she kind of encouraged me to run with the English thing. So
very good. Well, sounds like you have a plan put together.
Yeah.
Well, the eighth graders don't have much of a plan. They're just getting started. Give them some advice. What do they need to know?
Absolutely. They just need to try anything that might even remotely interest them. Like I mentioned, the FFA was definitely one of the greatest things I ever did in high school, and that just was kind of a curveball for me and never something I would have anticipated. So if they get the chance, just try it, and if they don't like it, no harm, no foul. So.
Well, very good. Well, it sounds like you have a plan put together. Caitlin, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Very good. That's Caitlin Asmus and Emily Nelson and Marissa Haubrick. They're the tops of the class of 2013 at Audubon High School.